All right, so you're dreaming of Boston, right?
Sure.
But like not just any part of Boston Beacon Hill. Those charming streets, the historic vibes, and now you're thinking maybe I could actually live there. But how does the condo market even work in such a, well, iconic neighborhood? That's what we're diving into today.
We're going behind the scenes, checking out listings from Ford Realty.
They've been a mainstay in Boston real estate for, well, seems like forever.
Yeah, their website definitely has that we've seen it all kind of feel, you know?
It's super old school. Like, I'm almost surprised there's not a guest book to sign.
Right.
But maybe that's not a bad thing.
No, not at all. Especially in Beacon Hill. I mean, think about it. Experience and reputation, they matter a lot.
Totally. So let's get into it. What are these Beacon Hill condos actually going for these days?
Well, based on Ford Realty's site, let's just say the price range is a wild ride.
Seriously, from what I'm seeing, it's everything from a one bedroom under $500,000 to, well, a multi-million dollar penthouse.
Yeah, and we're talking multi-million.
Wow. Okay, so it's Beacon Hill. We knew there'd be variety, but
It really highlights how much location influences price, even within a small historic neighborhood.
right, because it's not just about the condo itself, it's the whole package. The street, the history,
Exactly.
maybe even the chance you'll bump into a ghost from the revolution or something.
Maybe so. But speaking of history, some of these listings are practically begging for a closer look.
Let's hear it. Okay, so I was scrolling through
Okay.
and I spotted this one bedroom,
Right.
right? On South Russell Street. Listed for $575,000.
Oh, wow.
Which in Beacon Hill, that's got to be like finding a unicorn,
Yeah,
right?
that's pretty
I'm
rare.
already picturing it, right? Exposed brick walls, maybe a little window seat, flower boxes, the
Farming.
whole deal. What am
Right.
I missing?
Well, remember, we were talking about those micro markets within Beacon Hill.
Right.
South Russell Street, it's nice, but it's not prime Beacon Hill.
Ah, okay. So location, location, location strikes again. But still, that price suggests what? Maybe it needs a little love.
Yeah, probably some work to be done.
A fixer-upper opportunity. All right. Well, while we're dreaming big, let's hop over to the other end of the spectrum, shall we? Because there's this penthouse listed on Beacon Street, no less, for over $7 million.
Wow.
$7 billion. What does that even buy you in Beacon Hill?
We're talking luxury on another level. Probably views of the Charles River.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe a private roof deck.
I bet.
Propline, everything.
Like you could practically reach out and touch the State House
Not
rents.
much.
Wow. Okay. Speaking of actually touching these places, I notice a bunch of these listings have open houses today.
Oh, yeah.
Is that like a Beacon Hill thing?
Yeah.
Or did we just stumble onto a busy day?
Open houses are always a good sign, I think. It
Yeah.
means sellers are motivated. Plus, in Beacon Hill, people probably jump at the chance to see inside these places.
Oh, totally. It's like a free history tour, but with the
Yeah.
possibility of actually buying your way in. Okay, so
Yeah.
we've talked about specific listings, but like zooming out a bit,
Yeah.
any trends you're noticing in the market overall?
Yeah.
Anything that screams Beacon Hill buyer right now?
You know, one thing that pops up a lot is original details.
Yeah.
Listings mentioning things like exposed brick or beamed ceilings,
That
fireplaces.
historic charm, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
People are willing to pay a premium for that.
Makes sense. Makes sense. And in terms of like how competitive things are.
Hard to say for sure.
Yeah.
We'd need to know how fast these places are actually selling.
Right. Like, is it a blink and you'll miss it situation? Or are things moving a bit slower?
Exactly.
So if someone's out there listening and they've like got that Beacon Hill bug, what's their next move? It's like strategy time. We've got to be in the know, right?
Yeah, knowing how quickly properties are moving, that's key. It tells you a lot about, how much wiggle room there might be, whether it's a buyer's market or a seller's market, that kind of thing.
So how do you, I mean, besides like constantly refreshing these listings,
Yeah.
how do you get that kind of intel?
Honestly, that's where a good real estate agent is invaluable.
Right, they have the inside scoop.
They do. They have access to data we don't see publicly, like how long listings have actually been on the market, what things actually sold for, not just asking prices.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah. And probably even like a heads up on properties before they even hit the market.
It's like having a secret weapon in the world of Beacon Hill real estate, you
It's
know?
exact.
Speaking of secrets, I gotta say, this Ford Realty website, it's definitely got that old school charm, but it's not exactly giving away the playbook, is it?
Right. It's kind of a mystery, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, are they super exclusive, working on referrals only,
Right.
or just masters of like the understated approach?
Who knows? Maybe a bit of both. But you're right. It definitely adds to that Beacon Hill mystique.
Totally. It's like, we've been doing this forever. We don't need to brag.
Precisely.
Which honestly kind of makes me want to work with them more, you know? Like, they're hiding some serious real estate wisdom.
Right. They've clearly got a system.
Exactly. Okay, so summing this all up for anyone out there who, like us, is totally charmed by Beacon Hill.
Yeah.
Don't just, like, fall in love with the picture online, right?
Right, right.
Think about those micro markets we talked about. Do your research. Find an agent who gets you.
Absolutely.
And then, who knows, maybe you'll find yourself strolling those cobblestone streets, keys in hand.
There we go. That's the dream.
Exactly. All right. Until next time, happy house hunting, everyone.